The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Welcome to Radio Friends. This is Friday, the first day of November. I hope Halloween was good for you and wasn't too spooky. Hey, I tell you what, we've got two wonderful guests with us today. Warren Dalton, he's been on here before, and David James. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Good to see you.
Both of you.
Paul.
Warren Dalton, resident historian of Boone County in Columbia, and David James, you're a historian also and kind of cohort with this guy.
Exactly.
Right?
That's right.
Yeah. Warren, before we get into the books, I know we're here to talk about your book. How old are you?
96.
96.
96 and counting.
Yeah.
Oxygen caught up with me, so I'm on oxygen 24/7.
Yeah, but that's okay. You're doing fine.
I'm doing great.
You're doing fine. 96 years old and 96 years young.
Young.
You've just finished another book.
Number 6.
Yeah, and you're going to write at least 2 or 3 more books?
Two for sure.
Okay. That'll take you to 100.
That'll take me to 100.
And then anything after 100 is going to be bonus material.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. But the new book that you have coming out today... Yeah. It's out today. Between the Columns, Volume 2. Okay, Between the Columns, Volume 2. Volume 1 has been on the market for how long?
Go ahead.
3 years, about 3 years.
Yeah.
And we've sold, about, out of 800, we've got about 16 books left.
Okay, so you've sold almost 1,000 copies. Almost 1,000. This one, probably you'll sell 2,000 or 3,000.
No, I hope so. I'd love to.
And all the proceeds go to where?
The State Historical Society.
The State Historical Society. Okay. Yeah. Tell me why people should go out and buy this book today.
That book has so many wonderful stories that it's unbelievable how it gives the history of Columbia. Columbia is a great city, mm-hmm. and we've had a wonderful history. And I've tried to write stories about one of them. There starts out with Osher. Osher is the first chapter in the book. That's Osher, you know, is for the senior citizens.
Right, right.
And my good friend Lucille Salerno is the director.
Right.
And then we have the story of the Lost Tigers. The Tigers that went down for 25 days, the Lost Tigers.
Mm-hmm. Football game.
Football game. But
right. Now, I'm just thumbing through your book here, and I came across on 148, Legend of Columbia's Tunnels Persists. Now, are you saying there are tunnels?
No. There has been rumors and been legends and been people just pass it on. There's never been any tunnels. And this our article kind of proved there wasn't any tunnels.
There were never any tunnels in Columbia under the city streets.
No.
Okay.
They came under the sidewalk, but not any further than the sidewalk.
Oh, so there were tunnels under the sidewalks?
No. There were basements under the sidewalks.
Oh, and that's how the legends of the tunnels came to be. So there were buildings, and then the buildings' basements extended out to the sidewalks.
To the street.
Yeah. Out to the street.
Over the sidewalk.
Okay.
Under the sidewalk.
So are those basements still there?
Oh, sure. I have a building in at 920 and 922 East Broadway. That goes clear out to the street level.
Okay. Well, then I'd call that a tunnel. But the basement. So the basement actually goes under the sidewalk.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
There's how many different stories are in this book?
There's almost 100 different stories. There's some of them we put in under, gave them an A number. And okay. So there's 91 plus about 6 A's or more A's in there. So there's 100 columns in
Let
there.
Let me explain. This is a compilation of his columns that he's written for the Tribune.
Right.
The very first book was his first 109 columns, mm-hmm. and this is the next grouping of columns.
Okay.
And so if you have books one and books two, it's a continuation of 6 years of columns.
Okay. And they were all published.
7 years. I'm sorry, 7 years.
Yeah, come on. Let's don't take a year away from Waffle. I'm looking here. Almost in 1935, almost no students had cars. That was a, boy, how all that has changed today.
One student had a car, and he was a law student, and he lived on Hitt Street, and the law in a law fraternity house.
Yeah,
he had to own a car in town.
Now you're telling me you know this as a fact. That in 1935, there was only one student that attended the university that had a car.
That lived in town.
That lived in town, that had a car.
Now, the ones that out of town, that drove to from out of town to go to the school, of course, they had to come in a car.
Okay, but only one student that lived in town had a car. So this is all this fascinating information.
Warren knows because he was here.
I was in school.
Yeah. This book will be available today. It comes out today. It'd make a great Christmas gift, right?
A wonderful Christmas gift. I already have we had a little pre-sale out of the senior center, and the Tribune has been doing a wonderful job. Vicki Russell has run more ads on pre-sales. We've been pre-selling this for $30, and later on it'll be $35. But we already have over, I don't know how many orders, but quite a few orders on
and
that.
And you're not making any money on this at all, are you? No, it's all going to the State Historical Society.
The profits.
The profits are all going to the State Historical Society.
Right.
You're paying the bills, and then whatever's left over from the bills.
Right.
Exactly.
But it's,
okay. David, do you want to add anything to this?
The book is enhanced with photographs and sketches and maps that will further explain what's going on in the columns.
Yeah.
And it's kind of fun to just breeze through and look at the pictures. And when you see a picture, I need to know more about that. So I'll start reading the column.
That's a bunch of football players resting down in Mexico City.
In 1896.
Okay. In 1896.
So how'd you come up with all these pictures?
They're all over Colombia. The libraries, personal visits to homes of folks with the pictures.
Yeah.
Old books, plenty of books.
Yeah. Okay, well, somebody's getting a call. They're calling in for the book right now. All right, we're out of time, but the book, to tell them to wait till we're off the air there, Warren. He's got to take his phone call and get an order for his book already.
I don't know why.
That's all right, Warren. Don't worry about it.
Oh, two books.
It'll be available. Oh, there's another one coming in over here. It'll be available today. It's called Between the Columns, Volume 2. With Warren Dalton and David James. Thank you so much for visiting with us today.
I'm sorry.
No, don't worry about it. You got your calls coming in for the books already. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Sifun Oyong. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if you'd like to hear this program again or watch it, kbia.org. Click on Talk Shows, then Radio Friends, and drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. Bye-bye.